It is 8 minutes past six here on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader, having a look at the markets now, and the all share at 53,860 on the close today. And it looks like financials and other sectors helped to offset some of the losses that we saw in resources and gold miners. The rand at 13.79 to the dollar, 21 rand 23 cents against the pound, 15 rand 20 against the euro. Narina, it is November, so what's the thing? I know there's like sell in May and go away. What's the October thing?
Well, you know, there was this the idea that September and October should be the worst months in markets.
Yes.
Well, yeah, clearly that didn't quite happen. So yeah, maybe a word of warning for people who like to trade on these adages, you know.
Yes.
Like sell in May and go away.
Yes.
Remember to go back in November, except that that's probably too late this time.
Exactly.
Around. So I think what's so important is when you think in terms of trying to time the market, which we strongly recommend against. But if you're going to try to time the market, it's not just about when do I sell and go away. It's also about when do you get back in.
When do I get back in?
And if you didn't do it, I'm afraid it's too late, because we've actually risen above the highs that we saw in the market in April this year, just a short 6 months ago.
Oh, wow. So how are we looking then?
Well, surprisingly, today also most of the day traded in negative territory.
Yeah.
And then later afternoon actually had quite a strong surge, pushing us into positive territory. But you're quite right, it was mostly thanks to the financial shares and most industrials other than MTN. We'll get to MTN shortly. But the resources remain under pressure. So if it wasn't for the strong push, I think, through the financial shares, it would have been hard-pressed to actually see the positive close. I guess what we found during the course of our afternoon trading was the manufacturing data coming out of the US, which I think was certainly worse than expected. And I think those that are in the camp that says we will not get an interest rate increase in the US in December said, right, bulls are back in play. Let's go out and buy anything that is potentially interest rate sensitive, hence the good performance by our financial shares.
And is that what we're going to be doing up until that Fed meeting, looking for any excuse for why the Fed will or will not? Because we were talking just last week about how they've possibly run out of reasons for not hiking.
Well, Sikhi, I'm so glad you're using the term, you know, look for reasons. Because I think at this stage, one can just about justify any market view that you want to hold with some sort of data. There is just no clear sense of direction. I think we've spoken before about this non-directional volatility that we have in markets. So huge variability, even on an intraday basis, lots of volatility, but not necessarily going anywhere in a hurry. And I guess if you look at the market performance of the last 6 weeks, you might say, no, we went somewhere very fast. We're up 8 or 10% in the last 6 weeks. But if you look at it over the year, actually, we have not gone very far. And I think that for me is more the theme of what we are dealing with here, rather than, because I can bet you as soon as the US increases interest rates, whenever that might be, the next view will be, okay, and what about the next move?
And
how big is it going to be? So we need to sort of, you know, remove our obsession with the Fed and actually focus on things where we actually do have better control of our investment decisions.
So let's talk about some stocks. We're going to be talking to Duncan McLeod at Tech Central in a moment about MTN itself. But it's been tough, ne?
We can use all of them.
Words.
You know, I think I'd like to take this from two angles. Clearly, from MTN's side, they are on the receiving end of an absolutely ridiculous amount of money in terms of the fine, which is clearly out of kilter with the size of the sin, if I may call it that. Even though the Nigerian government or the regulators there might technically be correct in what they are doing, it seems completely out of kilter. But that having said that, it does not mitigate the fact that MTN has been extremely poor in communicating with the market. And that was really the main reason for the suspension of the shares today, where the JSE just said, you know what, there's price-sensitive information out in the market that you're not sharing sufficiently. You need to actually get your communication sorted out before share trading can resume. It did resume just before 2 o'clock this afternoon, and it settled at around 5% down on the day. So the total loss in market cap of around 80 billion rand since the story first broke still is more than the size of the fine that we're currently looking at. But I think it talks to the importance of communicating with all your stakeholders, which of course include shareholders.
Yes.
But let's just look at this also from the Nigerian side. And that is that there's unfortunately a cynical view on this that says that the Nigerian government is fairly desperate to find any source of revenue to prop up what they are losing out from in terms of their oil revenues. Because when you look at the size of that fine, this would be a significantly larger amount than the total oil revenues that the Nigerian government received during the second quarter this year. So I think from a attractiveness from an investment destination point of view, Nigeria has not done itself any favours. You know, last week there was that fairly insignificant or ridiculous fine to Standard Bank also for some accounting discrepancy. No real issue, but they get fined a ridiculous amount of 70 million rand also. So I think what we're looking at here is as much as Nigeria is now the largest economy in Africa, unfortunately between South Africa and Nigeria, it seems as though it's a race to the bottom to see who can make it the most unattractive for international investors to come and bring their money into the country.
Lotterman saying they're going to be reporting an impairment. Hey, it's a massive impairment. But like close to $2 billion.
Yeah, you know what? It's some of the numbers that are being thrown around and so on. It's almost unfathomable.
Yeah.
And I think especially when you see them in the context of the size of what remains in the business. So I think the entire resources spectrum does remain under significant pressure. Clearly, platinum also right up there. And I think unfortunately we just have not seen sufficient cutback in supply in the global commodity space to really sort of signal any form of turnaround in the slump in the commodity markets that we've experienced for the last 18 months.
All right, we're going to get a view on MTN doing that in a moment.